Today I'm going to recount for you some of the powerful thoughts from a man named Melito from the church at Sardis. In Revelation 3, the Lord had rebuked the church at Sardis rather strongly. 60 or so years later, the church was being led by one named Melito, whose words continue to ring with a brilliance that we can appreciate and learn from even today. We're going to be using some of his words from the Discourse on Soul and Body. He says this, "For this reason did the Father send his Son from heaven without a bodily form, that when he should put on a body by means of the virgin's womb and be born man, he might save man and gather together those members of his which death had scattered when he divided man." And a little further on, "The earth shook and its foundations trembled. The sun fled away and the elements turned back. And the day was changed into night, for they could not endure the sight of their Lord hanging on a tree. The whole creation was amazed, marveling, and saying, 'What new mystery then is this? The judge is judged and holds his peace. The invisible one is seen and is not ashamed. The incomprehensible is laid hold upon and is not indignant. The illimitable is circumscribed and does not resist. The impossible suffers and does not avenge. The immortal dies and answers not a word. The celestial is laid in the grave and endures. What new mystery is this? The whole creation, I say, was astonished. But when our Lord arose from the place of the dead and trampled death underfoot and bound the strong one and set man free, then did the whole creation see clearly that for man's sake the judge was condemned, and the invisible was seen, and the illimitable was circumscribed, and the impassible suffered, and the immortal died, and the celestial was laid in the grave. For our Lord, when he was born man, was condemned in order that he might show mercy, was bound in order that he might loose, was seized in order that he might release, suffered in order that he might feel compassion, died in order that he might give life, and was laid in the grave that he might raise from the dead." Wonderful words from Melito. And here's some from Melito's Discourse on the Cross. "On these accounts he came to us. On these accounts, though he was incorporeal, he formed for himself a body after our fashion, appearing as a sheep, yet still remaining the shepherd, being esteemed a servant, yet not renouncing the sonship, being carried in the womb of Mary, yet arrayed in the nature of his father, treading upon the earth, yet filling heaven, appearing as an infant, yet not discarding the eternity of his nature, being invested with a body, yet not circumscribing the unmixed simplicity of his Godhead, being esteemed poor, yet not divested of his riches, needing sustenance inasmuch as he was man, yet not ceasing to feed the entire world inasmuch as he is God, putting on the likeness of a servant, yet not impairing the likeness of his father, he sustained every character belonging to God in an immutable nature. He was standing before Pilate and at the same time was sitting with his father. He was nailed upon the tree, yet was the Lord of all things." We've collected together these extracts from the law and the prophets relating to those things which have been declared concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may prove to your love that this being is perfect reason, the Word of God, he who was begotten before the light, He who is creator together with the Father, he who is the fashioner of man, he who is all in all, he who among the patriarchs is patriarch, he who in the law is the law, among the priests, chief priests, among kings, the ruler, among prophets, the great prophet, among angels, the archangel, in the voice of the preacher, the word, among spirits, the Spirit, in the Father, the Son, in God, God, King, forever and ever. For this is he who was pilot to Noah, he who was guide to Abraham, he who was bound with Isaac, he who was in exile with Jacob, he who was sold with Joseph, he who was captain of the host with Moses, he who was the divider of the inheritance with Jesus, the son of Nun, he who in David and the prophets announced his own sufferings, he who put on bodily form in the Virgin, he who was born in Bethlehem, he who was wrapped in swaddling clothes in the manger, he who was seen by the shepherds, he who was glorified by the angels, he who was worshipped by the Magi, he who was pointed out by John, he who gathered together the apostles, he who preached the kingdom, he who cured the lame, he who gave light to the blind, he who raised the dead, he who appeared in the temple, he who was not believed on by the people, he who was betrayed by Judas, he who was apprehended by the priests, he who was condemned by Pilate, he who was pierced in the flesh, he who was hanged on the tree, he who was buried in the earth, he who rose from the place of the dead, he who appeared to the apostles, he who was carried up to heaven, he who is seated at the right hand of the Father, he who is the repose of all those that are departed, the recoverer of those who are lost, the light of those that are in darkness, the deliverer of those that are captive, the guide of those that go astray, the asylum of the afflicted, the bridegroom of the church, the charioteer of the cherubim, the captain of the angels, God who is from God, the Son who is from the Father, Jesus Christ the King, forevermore. Amen. Melito goes on with these words. This is he who took a bodily form in the Virgin, and was hanged upon the tree, and was buried within the earth, and who suffered not dissolution. He who rose from the place of the dead and raised up men from the earth, from the grave, below to the height of heaven. This is the Lamb that was slain. This is the Lamb that opened not his mouth. This is he who was born of Mary, fair sheep of the fold. This is he that was taken from the flock and was led to the slaughter and was slain in the evening and was buried at night. He who had no bone of him broken on the tree. He who suffered not dissolution within the earth. He who rose from the dead and who raised up the race of Adam from the grave below. This is he who was put to death. And where was he put to death? In the midst of Jerusalem. By whom? By Israel, because he cured their lame and cleansed their lepers and gave light to their blind and raised their dead. This was the cause of his death. You, O Israel, were giving commands and he was being crucified. You were rejoicing and he was being buried. You were reclining on a soft couch and he was watching in the grave and the shroud. O Israel, transgressor of the law, why have you committed this new iniquity, subjecting the Lord to new sufferings? Your own Lord, him who fashioned you, him who made you, him who honored you, who called you Israel. But you have not been found to be Israel, for you have not seen God nor understood the Lord. You have not known, O Israel, that this was the firstborn of God, who was begotten before the sun, who made the light to shine forth, who lighted up the day, who separated the darkness, who fixed the first foundations, who poised the earth, who collected the ocean, who stretched out the firmament, who adorned the world, bitter were your nails and sharp. Bitter your tongue, which you sharpened wet. Bitter was Judas, to whom you gave hire. Bitter your false witnesses, whom you stirred up. Bitter your gall, which you prepared. Bitter your vinegar, which you made. Bitter your hands filled with blood. You killed your Lord, and he was lifted up upon the tree, and an inscription was fixed above to show who he was that was slain. And who was this? That which we shall not say is too shocking to hear, and that which we shall say is very dreadful. Nevertheless, hearken and tremble. It was he because of whom the earth quaked. He that hung the earth in space was himself hanged. He that fixed the heavens was fixed with nails. He that bore up the earth was borne up on a tree. The Lord of all was subjected to ignominy in a naked body. God put to death. The King of Israel slain with Israel's right hand. Alas for the new wickedness of the new murder. The Lord was exposed with naked body. He was not deemed worthy even of covering, and in order that he might not be seen, the luminaries turned away and the dark enveloped them because they killed God who hung naked on the tree. It was not the body of our Lord that the luminaries covered with darkness when they set, but the eyes of men. For because the people quaked not, the earth quaked. Because they were not filled with fright, the earth was frightened. You smote your Lord, you also have been smitten upon the earth, and you indeed lie dead. But he is risen from the place of the dead and ascended to the height of heaven, having suffered for the sake of those who suffered, and having been bound for the sake of Adam's race, which was imprisoned, and having been judged for the sake of him who was condemned, and having been buried for the sake of him who was buried. Those words of Melito. So profound, so moving, so wonderful. And further on in this discourse, he says, "This is he who made the heaven and the earth, and in the beginning, together with the Father, fashioned man, who was announced by means of the law and the prophets, who put on a bodily form in the virgin, who was hanged upon the tree, who was buried in the earth, who rose from the place of the dead and ascended to the height of heaven and sits on the right hand of the Father."